First Cold by Liara. Rating is teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Category is Jen. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Gabriel and Sam Winchester. Characters, Sam Winchester, Gabriel, supernatural. Additional tags, sick character, sick fic, angst, fluff and hurt slash comfort, hurt slash comfort, Sam Winchester takes care of Gabriel, self-pity, post-Asmodeus, canon divergent, platonic bed sharing, past sexual relationship, past relationships, complicated relationships, sick Gabriel, supernatural, Gabriel without angelic grace, supernatural, mentions of vomiting, nausea. Summary. Of all the human things Gabriel was stuck with after being enslaved in hell, being able to catch a cold was definitely the worst. Written for SPN Fanfic Pond, May prompt, being sick. Notes. You could probably read this as straight up Sabriel, but in my head they've gone from enemies with benefits to friends with benefits to almost relationship to just friends slash trauma bonded. I honestly didn't know how to tag that. All in all, being subject to temperature wasn't too bad. Stealing Sam and Dean's clothes was fun after all. Having to eat wasn't bad at all. It just meant he had a reason to eat all the things he loved, even if Sam was beginning to complain about how much of what he ate, and even the bathroom had its upsides. Gabriel found he adored a hot shower. Before catching a cold from some horrid human at the supermarket, Gabriel had thought the worst of it was the sleeping. Being stuck with memories turned nightmares that had him crying out at all hours and being woken by Sam's pitying face was uncomfortable, to say the least. But now, after the sniffling horror in the store, the last archangel could firmly put the lack of immunity to any and all diseases at the top of his list. Ugh. A groan left him, and then a sneeze seized him, echoing through the hollow walls of the bunker.
Fuck.
He grumbled, resettling into the pillows he was propped up with against the headboard. Here, Sam said, pushing more tissues at Gabriel with a wince. And try to cover your mouth and nose. Please. The please was tacked on as an afterthought, having reminded the Archangel too many times to continue being polite. There was no way that he wasn't going to catch Gabriel's cold by the end of caring for him. A grimace pulled on his lips and slumped his shoulders, not looking forward to the prospect of catching whatever flu the Archangel had come down with. Out of all the annoyances of having Gabriel here, this was probably Sam's biggest one. The brunette had thought the worst of it was Gabriel's unhealthy eating habits. The Archangel forgetting that he had to actually eat food for fuel and not just fun had been driving him off the deep end with concern and worry. But having the youngest of the ancient celestials with what seemed like a virus far surpassed that. Gabriel was worse than Dean when he was sick. And Sam had the urge to stick the Archangel in a bubble the next time Gabriel insisted on coming with him for a supply run, just to avoid ever being faced with the miserable entity. Gabriel whined, taking a tissue from the offered box with a huff before doing his best impression of an elephant.
How long is this gonna last, Sam?
He bit out, wiping his nose and tossing the dirty tissue angrily towards the tin trash can before taking another from the box.
A week or two? Hopefully.
The hunter grumbled, frowning at the other as he threw the crumbled balls of tissue, sighing when at least one of them actually made it into the trash can.
Think you can keep some food down?
Ugh. Gabriel lip pulled up with disgust at the thought of food, turning slightly onto his side and curling his knees back up to his chest.
No more of your damn broth, Nurse Sam,
he grumbled, wiping his face on the pillowcase closest to him. Sam mirrored the Archangel's expression, biting back his protest to Gabriel wiping his dripping nose over their shared pillows. After a month of night terrors and running down the hall, Sam had thought it would be easier for them to simply share. It wasn't like they hadn't been in bed together before, granted that was under much different circumstances, but being a gentle reminder of what was real wasn't a role that Sam was unhappy with filling. Nor was it one he didn't understand needing. and Gabriel had been more than happy to reciprocate whenever Sam was trapped in his dreams.
I thought Cassie was getting me medicine.
Sam nodded at the other's half-muffled, half-grumbled words.
Yeah, he and Dean made a run for some more cold stuff.
His eyes went to the bedside clock and sighed.
I'll check on them and be right back.
He stood from the edge of the bed, putting the tissues within Gabriel's short reach.
With more of my damn broth. Ugh, I want a different nurse.
Gabriel complained, curling the blankets closer to himself.
And I want a less whiny patient, preferably one that doesn't miss.
He complained, bending to scoop up the tissues that hadn't made it into the trash with a disgusted twist of his lips.
But we can't all get what we want.
Sam snarked at him, using a wet wipe to disinfect his hands before looking back to the pouting, sniffling Archangel. He frowned, walking back to him and placing the back of his hand on Gabriel's clammy forehead.
I'll get you a cloth, too.
He mumbled, thinking about where Dean had left the thermostat last time one of them was sick. His frown only deepened when Gabriel leaned towards the press of his hand, running his fingers through the Archangel's hair.
I promise this will go away eventually, too, Gabe.
He said in a gentle whisper.
You just gotta deal with it a bit longer, all right?
He asked, offering a weak half-smile and cupping Gabriel's cheek, disliking how warm he felt. Gabriel closed his eyes, enjoying how cool Sam's hand felt against his face, only now realizing he probably had a fever again.
No choice,
he grumbled, opening his eyes when Sam pulled his hand away. He looked over the concern he still couldn't get used to seeing in Sam's eyes while being directed at him, but unable to say he didn't like it.
Thanks for taking care of me,
he said, gaze dropping to the trash can and then to the bucket Sam had cleaned for him after his first attempt at broth this morning.
Try my best not to get you sick.
Sam chuckled a humorless laugh.
I think that ship has sailed, Gabe.
Maybe just try not to sneeze directly on me anymore. He smiled, resuming his way out of the room. Or at least promise you'll return the favor when I get sick. He added after a moment, not thinking that the Archangel would agree.
I would gladly be your nurse after this, Sammy.
Gabriel huffed through his stuffy nose, grabbing another tissue and surprising Sam, causing him to pause in the doorway. Brunette stood watching Gabriel as he groaned into the tissue before throwing it, seemingly trying harder to actually aim for the trash can than simply around it. He smiled at the Archangel, who snuggled back into his blankets, hesitating on leaving him before quickly moving from the archway so he could return all the faster to the whimpering ancient.